بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. Just to refresh, we are doing those ayat in which Allah Ta'ala commands us that with who we should keep company. Previously it was that don't befriend, don't have the love, and don't keep the company of the non-believers. This can lead you to irtidad. On the other hand, you should be innama waliyukum Allah. Be in a friendship with Allah Ta'ala. Develop that friendship and close contact with Allah Ta'ala, with His Rasul, and with the believers. And in the believers also, Allah Ta'ala has defined which class and which group of the believers. The first quality which Allah Ta'ala had described and which we had briefly spoken about, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, those people who make establish namaz. Namaz must not only be performed, but it must be performed with all its requisites. It must be performed in a masjid with jamaat, all the requisites of namaz. So the namaz must be correct. And so those are the people that you should try and befriend. Those people who do iqamat salah. The second, wayu'tuna zakah, or deteh zakat. And those people who fulfill the obligation of zakat. And the namaz must not be like that of the munafiqeen. الَّذِينَ إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى, when they stand up for namaz very lazily, like they are forced, not with that fervor and that desire of making namaz. No, you must have that desire to make namaz. In fact, we should, before namaz, the farz namaz, we should speak to Allah Ta'ala and say, oh Allah, it is your great kindness and favor that you have made this namaz farz upon us. And then beg of Allah to make the namaz as Allah Ta'ala wants it. And the other, the zakat, or the munafiqeen, these two things are very hard for them, to make namaz and make it for the pleasure of Allah, and to give zakat. That also should be done. And at the end Allah says, وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, or wo aajizi karne wale hai, in a state that in humbleness, in a state of happiness and humbleness, they make their namaz also and they give their zakat also. Yeah, outwardly it appears وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, that they give their zakat when they are in a state of ruku. This ruku does not mean the ruku of namaz. That when you give your zakat, you must go down in ruku and give your namaz. That is not what is meant. It means that it's like ruku, you humble, you bow down in front of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, when you make your namaz also, with that humility, humbleness, fear that it must not be rejected, and hope that it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The same way with zakat also. Give it and in the hope of the, that Allah Ta'ala will accept it, and the fear that it must not be rejected. So this briefly, this explanation of الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. These are the people that we should try and keep company with. This will strengthen our iman and it will take us to Allah Ta'ala. So we should look who these people are and then keep their company, and hopefully by their company these qualities will rub off onto us also, and in this way we will become successful by Allah Ta'ala as far as the matters of deen are concerned, in this world also and akhirat. And that is total and complete success. May Allah give us all tawfiq.